Hi, this is Chip Hanna from Upper Edge. I just wanted to circle back and speak a little bit more about the blog I released a couple of weeks back around SAP and digital access and the fact that truly it's still a mess. What I want to do is talk a little bit more about the three questions that I raised in my original blog and covered off a little bit more recently. And first of all, talking about if you're an existing SAP customer, how can you determine what your licensing requirements are under the digital access model? And unfortunately, the answer to this hasn't gotten any clearer. SAP has introduced a digital access evaluation service, but really there's two problems with this. One is, and this is quoted in their materials saying, please note the current release of the estimate note doesn't distinguish between documents created by SAP applications and non-SAP applications, and that they're working to address the differentiating these types of documents in future releases, which is completely ironic given the fact it's their technology they're trying to measure. So this isn't helping. The other problem with this is that it's really a soft audit. So if you invite these folks in to provide these services, you're inviting them to find issues and gaps in your licensing that they can immediately monetize. And beyond that, there's a couple of negative side effects. One is that if you go through this process, you might have a false sense of security to believe that you've totally solved for digital access. And you've also created, once you've gone through this process, since SAP is selective on how you decide on whether you're compliant or not with digital access, for them to come back and it's sort of a bottomless well they can dig into to extract additional revenue for untapped demand. The net of this is that they really can't provide a solid solution and measuring mechanism they stand behind. Quite frankly, what they say in quote, customers are advised any measurement produced by the services are estimates only, and the number of documents the customer chooses to license at their sole discretion, and it's up to them to remain compliant. So really, after all this time, they haven't figured out, number one, a way to measure it, and number two, they've thrown the entire risk back on the customers to leverage this model. So really no help there. The second question is really around how they're going to measure digital access compliance. And since they can't tell you what you need, they don't have a good way of measuring kind of where you are now, it's fair to assume they won't know how to measure you in the context of an audit. And there's no real clarity on how they're going to measure you, whether it's, since you're paying for documents over an annual basis, is it the past year, the past 3 years, the past 6 months? Are they going to take into consideration any one-time events like an acquisition or a business downturn? And while it's early days as it relates to the adoption of this model by customers, customers are starting to enter the audit cycle because it's been a couple of years. Typically, SAP will let folks sit for a year or so before they dive into and come back and revisit their compliance and use of their software. So it's really important for people to get ahead of this now as opposed to waiting and receiving that audit notification from SAP. The last question is really around how much does it cost? And unfortunately, it still depends. They provided some framework, whether it's part of the DARP, the Digital Access Adoption Plan, where they have values of documents and there are different percentages based on the weighting factors and a discount of 90%. But they're not really transparent as it relates to volume tiers or any sort of other elements that drive costs. So it's still a negotiation. So walking into this, customers need to know that they can and should negotiate the cost of digital access. But what's even more important to understand is that for large customers that have multiple third-party or competing applications with SAP, that documents may not be scalable. If you have a major, you know, if you're a Fortune 50, a Fortune 100 company, and you have heavy integration, documents can quickly become a linear increase or an exponential increase based on how you roll out your applications, both on the SAP and the third-party side, as well as how you grow your business. So it may not be a viable option for you to leverage digital access, so that's the only model that SAP is offering. However, informed customers will understand and be advised that SAP does offer alternate licensing models to address these particular issues to make it economically feasible to maintain your platforms the way they are leveraging digital access. So it'll be really important for customers who find themselves in this space to seek out and obtain a knowledgeable third party who can help them through this process. So as frustrating as all this is, you know, 2+ years since SAP has announced digital access, there's a couple things you can do to address it. One is be proactive in determining how digital access is going to impact your organization. Isn't a question of if, it's a question of when SAP comes knocking and puts digital access on the table. And so if you're informed as it relates to how they try to measure it, Speaking to someone who has helped other customers through the process of measuring it, you'll be able to be more aggressive in your discussions with SAP as opposed to just being on the receiving end of an audit. And you'll be able to quantify your risk prior to having to negotiate yourself out of an audit. Secondly is, again, and importantly, to leverage an industry expert in this space around SAP licensing practices. Digital access is new. You got to talk to somebody who's been there, done that, and who can bring you through not only whether it's been an audit or whether it's through a greenfield situation where they've licensed SAP brand from the start, or existing SAP customers who have to solve for this because they have no other licensing methodology or approach to address the fact they've got third-party applications integrated in SAP. So if you bring in somebody who's been there and done that, they can help you not only bring you through the process, but inform you on how best to address it going forward. I hope you found this helpful. I appreciate you listening today. Please feel free to check out my other blogs at upperedge.com and make it a great day.